Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us, 215-592-9049 for this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you man peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane. With a tree card 94 only at Sunoco. All right, Hugh, we're going to check in with you people coming up at around 145, but, you know, we always joke about, you know, do players listen to WIP? And obviously, I think back in the day, they probably listened more, right? When it was, there wasn't phones and the internet. It was just kind of, the radio was the only thing, only way to kind of keep up with things. But, you know, we wonder sometimes. We know Bryce Harper's a current listener. He shouted out Chuck Emmanuel a couple years ago. But you have these moments where sometimes a player, like last year, A.J. Brown literally called in and spoke to the afternoon show. But how about this story? So Mike Schmidt, who famously had some ups and downs with the way he was treated here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he was a little. It was a little. It was trying for
him.
Yes,
and he's admitted over the years that maybe he should have approached things differently. But obviously, an all-time player and had his ups and downs with fans. But listen to this story. Mike Schmidt was on a podcast with John Morosi, and it's called the Road to Cooperstown. Here's Schmidt talking about his days back as a player and when he once had someone call in to WIP to defend him.
But I listened to talk radio all the time while I played there. It just kept me miserable all the time. You know? In fact, funny story. In fact, my mother-in-law lived with us at that time. And I had her call WIP one time.
What did she say?
I want you to call this number, call in, and I want you to say, that's not true. He did something like so I didn't want to call in, obviously. So I had my mother-in-law call. I forget specifically what it was about, but, you know, it who knows what it could have been about. You know, a lot of times we used to have to walk by the fans to get to our car. And there was a, I don't know, a small, like, barrier or something. One of the security guards were keeping the people behind it. And, it was just one night. I don't know whether I was in a hurry or whether I was in a bad mood or whatever. And so I just give it one. Hey, I'll be glad to sign for you tomorrow, but I have to run tonight. I'm sorry. That kind of a thing. So it only takes one person out of that crowd of 30 people there or whatever. It only takes one to call WIP and tell him what a eight-hole Schmidt is.
So he had his mother-in-law call in to defend him. I wonder how often things like that have happened over the years. Were you someone? Because Ruben Amaro say a few months ago that he called in like in had a different name, like he kind of disguised his voice. I wonder how often this has happened over the years, where an athlete is either called in and try to disguise themselves, or they had a family member or friend or someone kind of call in to defend them.
I don't know. I don't think that would be what I would do. Because I, for the most part, I don't really care about what somebody that doesn't know me thinks about me. I mean, that's just how I'm wired. So with all due respect, that was kind of lame by Mike Schmidt. Like, if I'm being honest.
I agree.
I mean, that was kind of lame. I mean, I know he's a Hall of Famer and I know he's a Philly icon and all that, but that's kind of lame. You got your mother-in-law to call in for you, and I would assume you kind of forced her to call in because she lived with y'all, you know, and made her make that phone call. She probably didn't care probably didn't care anything about sports.
Don't get too comfortable. Don't get too comfortable.
Almost out of here.
She probably didn't care nothing about sports.
It's not
sports.
The weekend yet.
and to have her, I could just imagine how that phone call. You need to call this number and say they lying. And she probably was like, okay, lying about what?
What'd they say?
You know what I mean? And she's probably just, you know, and I'm assuming the host at the time were asking her questions about this, that, and third that she probably couldn't answer. So you put her in a bad spot. That's kind of lame. And I feel like this. If you're allowing people to live rent-free in your head like that, people that don't even know you and they're drawing assumptions about you from what they've seen in a small sampling size, what does that say about you? You know, every day, Joe, we sit here and this is what I admire about you is that you will sit – like, people will say stuff about you. And the perfect example was a few weeks ago. You had a thought. I forgot what we were talking about, but it was something that we were commenting on that somebody else said.
Mm.
But these individuals that are on Twitter or whatever, they were mad at you because they thought it was your original thought. And we were responding and reacting.
Oh, was it the AJ Brown thing?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And we were responding and reacting to what we do every day, sports stories.
What else is new?
Yeah, but then you got these folks that feel compelled to get on there and say mean and hurtful stuff about you and don't know nothing about you.
So you're saying I shouldn't have got my mother-in-law to make that burner account to go after them?
Yeah, you shouldn't because I feel like this, and this is why I could care less about what's being said about me because I know for a fact that I've seen or been in contact with some of those same individuals that have some negative stuff to say about me on the social media page. Ain't got the courage to say it to my face. So I don't really get hyped or worry about what's being said on social media.
So I've never met Mike Schmidt. Obviously, just, you know, he's on TV once in a while.
He seems a little lame.
But he's admitted, I think he said over the years he wishes he handled things differently. I actually think the more you learn about him and then this story, it's just a funny story. I think he played in the perfect era, though. I don't know how he would have done here in this era. When it's,
yeah.
Because think about it. He played in the 70s and 80s, right? So WIP had really just started towards the end of his career.
Yeah.
In the beginning, there was none of this, not to the extent we have now. I think if he was a modern-day player, same personality, he might have struggled with this town even more than he did. Because, you know, now it's not just our station. It's not just every day 24. It's the internet never shuts up, right?
Yeah.
It never turns off. And it's in your hand all the time. I don't know. I mean, he was an unbelievable player, the greatest third baseman ever. But I think he played here at the right time. If it was now, he might have had it harder.
Yeah, and I also look at it like this. I think everybody, in their own little way, is looking for their own viral moment. Because there's been a lot of people that have been famous or gotten famous. Hawk Tua got famous.
Did she get in trouble?
The Tua coin or Hawk coin or whatever you want to call it.
I didn't buy any of those.
But think about that for a minute, people. And everybody wants that moment. She got famous for the Hawk Tua, and they brought her to New York. They put her up for the weekend to throw out a pitch.
I know.
Like, think about that for a minute. And people see that, and so they're like, oh, well, what can I do to have my viral moment? You know, say something crazy to Joe Giglio, and he'll see it or whatever. You know, man, whatever, dog. You know, whatever.
That's probably not going to work.
Twitter fingers, Giglio.
Yep.
Because like I said, once we get off work after we hear from you people, you know what I'm going to do?
Go to sleep.
I'm going to turn them two big-ass fans on I just got.
Good night,
I'm
going to
turn them big-ass fans on I just got. I'm going to get under my weighted blanket. Oh, I'm going to take a gummy first. Take that gummy first.
What an afternoon.
And get under that weighted blanket, and I'm going to turn them video games on. I'm going to start playing. Hey, great weekend. Great start to the weekend.
You guys are wondering where Hugh is tonight. You know,
I'm gonna be out with my clan playing.
Why do you do that?
Because it bothers you.
It's not us. People are gonna turn this show on for the first time ever and be like, "Excuse me,
what did they say?
We're talking about clans out here."
And then, no, we're not. We're not. You are not. Where?
That's
you.
Clan with a C, though.
That's clan with a C. You better be. All right, Andy in Westchester's up. What's up, Andy?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Andy, what's up?
I love Doug and Douglas. And I'm 100% with you, Hugh.
Oh, you converted Andy to this? Come on.
I appreciate you.
No, there's no conversion. What I don't understand what there is to apologize for. He made some good moves in the offseason, but he didn't address the bigger problems. We still got a head case at third base. We still got a defensive liability at shortstop, and the center field platoon is a big question. But I mean, yeah, there were some good moves. It just, you know, I have an analogy for
okay.
you that you know, I worked up. So it's, you have a car you really like, a little older, but it's got a really bad oil leak, and instead of fixing the oil leak, you put a supercharger in it. You know, you didn't fix the main problem. You just added some good pieces somewhere else.
It's
a good analogy. All right, but sometimes, Andy, whether it be a car or a house, there's so many problems that you can't address them all in one weekend or one month, right? You got to pick and choose what you do. And he did make the team better. They look better to me than they were a year ago.
Yeah, but I don't know. And it's all a bunch of ifs. You know, in a month, you know, if Bohm goes into another slump, what's going to happen there?
Well, I want him off the team, just, then. I'll be honest.
Right. Yeah. But then there's, you know what? He should be apologizing to us for not hiring Herb. Herb should be their big dom.
Could you imagine Herb on the bench in a Phillies uniform?
That would be awesome.
Be remarkable.
I'm trying to right now.
Well, yeah, now I'm trying not to. All right, Andy, what do you got?
Me.
What do you got for us? Something you don't think Hugh would try.
All right, so this is purely selfish because it's just I need to see it. I want Hugh on a luge in that outfit.
In that tight ass outfit,
yeah, man, Andy, going 100 miles an hour Andy, down some icy chute.
That's dangerous. If you fall off that thing, you're in trouble.
Andy, let me tell you. Like I remember back in the day, I used to ride motorcycles. Right, mm-hmm. I had a CBR 993 back in the day, and you know it was during the time where you ride on the highway, you had to ride a suit.
Yeah,
I couldn't find one because my ass was too big to get in the suit. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna quit riding. Cause like now you have to have skin on. Yeah. You know, like you were and I wasn't about to ride with the buttless chaps on a motorcycle. I wasn't about to do that. So I stopped riding. I stopped riding because I was like, I'm not getting my big ass in no hot ass racing suit with all this ass hanging. No, I'm not doing that. So I stopped riding.
The luge. I mean, it's nice and
yeah. I'm not putting my big ass in no spandex. No, that ain't about to happen.
That's probably not good for anybody. Andy, good phone call. That's certainly one I can't imagine.
No, we're not doing
you
that.
You doing there.
Definitely not doing that.
Yeah, it seems pretty dangerous. Well, can we check in with you people, see what they're up to today?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
No, my dad does not need to call in today again and set me straight.
Yeah, once in Somebody a while said is, that. Is yeah. more than enough.
I can do without that. Yep.
Yeah, so could your poor mother.
Yeah, my poor mother. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Love you. So here's a good one. I like this one. How about instead of apologizing, guys, we keep it to ourselves in the first place. That's not exactly how this thing works.
Well, this is a talk show.
Who said that?
That was actually a Twitter comment.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which sounds, you know.
So this, on a talk show, you got to talk.
That don't work. Yeah. That dog does not.
I have a thought. I'm going to keep it to myself. Yeah. Talk to you next week.
You know, Hugh's done that before.
I know. Well, because he tries to.
It's for the best. A lot of times, like, true. Listen. Yep. Sometimes it's definitely for the best. Yeah, y'all don't want to know what I was about to say. You really don't.
Do you have something right now you weren't supposed to say?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
That's good, yeah. Well, we're almost done, fellas. It's all good. This is another one here. Maybe we should own up to our bad takes and our credibility will improve. That is quite literally exactly what Joe and I are doing today.
That's the point of this.
Wait a minute, what do they mean by
sorry for thinking it was not a good offseason when they acquired Lizardo and Kepler.
I don't know who wrote that. I don't know who wrote that.
That might be one of the dumber comments I've
ever
heard.
That's what I'm saying, but you probably have bad takes every damn day.
Well, sure, everyone does.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
We're talking about sports.
Yeah. Everybody has a bad take when it comes to sports.
Of course it does.
I think I probably own up to more bad takes than anyone around here. That might be a volume thing.
Everybody outside of me, my takes be fine.
It's like the Celtics, when you shoot a record amount of threes, you're probably going to miss a record amount of threes.
That's right.
You know?
You
miss 100% of the threes that
you don't. So there's going to be some weeks where I'm 0-for-50. I mean, it happens. But then there's some I hit, and we highlight those.
I don't understand that comment when that's quite literally the point of the show today.
Yeah, but I don't think Hugh does that enough.
No, he doesn't. Yep. Yeah. Speaking of Hugh not owning up to his mistakes, the U people are demanding apologies from Hugh to them.
Oh,
for a few things. So,
oh, I like this.
For your clues this week.
Okay. I had great clues. Mm-mm. Y'all will be all right.
One of them we practically needed to, like, give away.
We gave out, like, 7 clues to get there. That's on you.
And the other apology is for the Tyler Hero Cooper Flagg mix up.
I apologize.
You're gonna apologize for that one.
I know what it sounded like in this climate, and I apologize for that. Because we are an all-inclusive show. Mm-hmm. I never want to be painted in that light. That was, so I have no problem apologizing for that.
Okay, good.
It was a bad look. I totally admit that. I will follow my sword on that one because, like I said, we are an all-inclusive show. And we include everybody,
except when we don't.
I think your apology should extend beyond YouTube.
No,
to people like, let me give me a few names: Kevin Love, John Stockton, Larry Bird, Kevin McHale.
You mean all the other white guys?
Yeah. They're not Pete Maravich. They're not all the same. They're all individuals.
No, I give you that. With people on YouTube, I apologize for trying to paint all the white guys with a broad brush.
Well,
that's not what I'm
Bill
about.
Bill Walton and
that
Rick
is
Barry.
That is not what I'm about. Mike Miller,
yeah.
I appreciate y'all. Keep me in check.
This one I thought was a really good question because this came after the idea of you eating hot dogs and bananas in a strange way. How do you brush your teeth in the morning?
What do you mean?
You can't break up the toothbrush.
It's not the same thing.
Okay.
Like brushing your teeth is not the same thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not putting the toothbrush all the way in the back of my throat. It's right here in the front, like this.
Hold on. Why would you put the banana in the back of your throat?
No, but
you just bite a piece off.
Have you seen
the
way
with the glizzy?
Have you seen the way that some people eat bananas?
I think the issue is that you're looking at people eat bananas. I'm not.
No, I mean it's just
who's doing that.
It's not.
What kind of people are you surrounding yourself with, Hugh Douglas? That's the question.
That's a good question.
Yeah. I'm starting to get a little worried about you, man.
I am worried. Yep.
I mean, you know, Hollis is like my best friend.
I think I get why this is part of the problem.
Hey.
Got one more here.
Okay.
This is this weekend's viral internet debate. Mm. 100 Hugh Douglases versus accountability.
Wow.
Accountability in a landslide.
You know what?
Accountability.
I give him that one. You know what? That was a good one.
Yeah.
I appreciate the you people being more creative.
They were on you today.
Yeah, they're roasting you. Good job, you people. I want to see an AI breakdown of the 100 Hughes against accountability because that to me is an easy one. Ken in Cinnamon's is up. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Ken.
I was a little surprised not to hear Herb's story about how he picked the new Pope. I guess he knows the Pope.
We were debating before the show. Is the Pope a Philly guy, Ken, because he went to Villanova or no?
Well, Villanova's not in Philadelphia.
I guess he's not a Philly guy. All right. He's a Chicago guy. He's an American. We'll leave it at that.
And Hugh, I eat a banana the same way you eat a banana. Hot dogs are different, but I eat a banana the same way. I break it into
not banana like that. Man.
You know, I don't know. You guys must be out of your mind. So, listen, Joe, I understand if you feel like you need to apologize because you thought they should have gone out and spent $750 million to sign Juan Soto. Mm-hmm. But the rational people who just expected Dave Dombrowski to do something to address the fatal flaws of this baseball team that are what prevent them from winning the World Series and are going to prevent them from doing it again this year, we weren't looking to spend $750 million. We were looking for Dave Dombrowski to fix the fatal flaws of this baseball team, and he has not done that. So I don't know. Nobody owes Dave Dombrowski an apology for the offseason. I mean, when they traded for Lizardo, people who actually were paying attention said, hey, you know, he's a good pitcher. He started game one against the Phillies 2 years ago in the wild card round. So this guy's not a stiff. He's a good pitcher, and he added a good piece. But, you know, to suggest that they're not running it back with the same fatally flawed baseball team that has the same problems that have not been addressed, just because they didn't go out and do anything in the offseason is disingenuous and it's incorrect. Dave Dombrowski doesn't deserve an apology. I deserve an apology from Dave Dombrowski because I've been a season ticket holder for this team since they opened that stadium, and they're going to have to blow this thing up eventually. So good for him. You know, he didn't trade Andrew Painter. Congratulations. But we're still looking at the same fatally flawed baseball team, and the outcome is going to be the same. So
But there is one. There is a chance, and defensively I'm with you, they're very flawed defensively. There's a chance that some of these hitters have made meaningful changes where it won't kill them as much. I mean, I think Trey's having better at-bats this season.
You Joe, you don't believe that yourself.
Well, no, I think there is a chance, Ken. I'm not saying it's definite, and I feel strong conviction in it, but I feel like I'm seeing meaningful differences in the way Trey approaches an at-bat.
Well, what you're seeing is that Trey Turner is prioritizing contact more this year than he has
in
previous years. So, but now he's not driving the ball.
Right.
So
the trade-off.
Even if you win the batting title, there's going to be the Trey Turner segment of the fan base who just thinks Trey Turner is a bad investment. Who's going to say, yeah, well, he won a batting title, but batting titles don't mean anything.
Well, that's true. Yeah. No, Ken, I get it. We'll see what they do this weekend. Ken, give us your submission for something Hugh would not try.
I know Hugh would not try this. I cannot medically do it anymore, which really distresses me. But there's no way that Hugh would ever try scuba diving.
Oh, not a shot. Nice. Ken, that's a good one. All right, we got to pick a winner here. I mean,
I think it's been clear from pretty early
taking accountability.
That's Kyle's been on that one forever.
Justin, you're the winner today. Hugh will never take accountability. You guys have a great weekend. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.